How they make noise.
Okay, Aria. We're gonna be calling the chickens in. Come on, let's do it.
Come on, Aria. Come on, girl. Yeep, chickens. Yeep, yeep. Come on, girl. Yeep. Come on, chickies.
Chuck.
Come on, girl.
Do you always give them corn cobs when you try to call them in?
Not all the time. Sometimes we give them scratch or... We pretend to have something, and then they follow us, and then we lock them in and give them it.
Okay, let's talk about chickens. You ready?
Is this the interview now?
Yes, it's going to begin now. This is Bucky McCaw with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast, and I'm here in Little Compton, Rhode Island, with Julia and Liliana. Thank you guys for showing me around. This is a pretty big yard, but it's not like a farm or anything like that. It's just a regular little house, 45 minutes out of Providence, Rhode Island. And we got a beautiful flock of chickens. Can you guys tell me what you got?
Well, we have two chickens, a Golden Lace Wyandotte, and a Plymouth Barred Rock. And then we have three guinea hens, and they are originally from Africa.
That was Julia. Now Liliana's going to talk to us a little bit.
We have three chickens. We have three guinea hen chickens, but they're still chickens. And then we have five chicks. Speckled Sussex, two Rhodey Reds, two Easter Eggers. And we used to have one more special Sussex, but it got killed by a hawk a few days ago.
One food that they really like, watermelon crusts, like corn, shears,
scratch.
They'll, like, eat anything that we give them that we haven't ate.
Apples, pears. We give them scratch. It's wheat, corn.
So it's called scratch, and it's just like regular, that's like the regular staple you feed them. But mostly you feed them scraps out of the house. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of. And we feed them wheat and corn, which is scratch.
You guys have been doing it for a while. You know a lot. How long have you been doing it?
Well, I think we've had the older ones for maybe
2 years.
Two or 3 years.
Uh-huh.
But and the babies we just recently got.
We have like, how many chickens have died?
Yeah, we have a lot of chickens.
Yeah, five so far.
Five so far, but not the including.
The one that just died makes it six.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you're not happy about that, but it seems like you still keep on doing it, right?
Yeah.
It's just more happiness than sadness.
But, yeah, and they're like the only pet we can have because we go away on vacation.
And my dad is allergic to a lot of animals.
Well, wait a second. So is that why you got started with chickens? Why'd you get started
with
chickens?
Well, the three reasons that we got them is because they make a great pet. It's like you can go away for a week or more and just make sure they have a lot of food and water. And they also eat a lot of ticks and mosquitoes.
Did you have more bugs before you had chickens? Can you tell the difference?
Yes. Yeah, because this summer we didn't have we barely had any. And at dusk when all the mosquitoes come out at their worst, you can see our guinea hens and our chickens chasing the mosquitoes. And they look like they're crazy chasing them.
Before, like, we had so many ticks and stuff, our guinea hens can eat mostly, like, the bugs, like, the ticks, the...
They can take a tick off a flower and not damage the flower.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
But they are noisy.
Yeah, they're questions you want to answer, you know.
So explain to me the noise they're making.
It's a guinea hen.
Why do they make that noise?
Because, they're like watchdogs and... When they hear a voice they haven't heard before, they start squawking because they think that it's someone like that's going to try to hurt their owners.
So what do they normally sound like when it's just a good day and nothing's happening?
Well, they're either quiet or they just squawk for fun. And you know how like you see those dyed feathers?
Right.
Well, those are guinea hen feathers, and they're from Africa.
Where would I see them?
Well, like they're in craft stores and stuff, and sometimes they're in collages. Feather collages.
Do you guys collect the feathers?
Yeah, yes. We have this huge grape bag full of them. So.
Indians eat where wore them.
Wore
that's
their feathers.
What, that's what you saw. Like,
what do you guys do?
They would eat them.
Well, we collect them, and we sometimes use them. Like, as remembrance. To make stuff? Like, because our chick that just died, Dottie, well, we took a few of her feathers in remembrance of her.
But those chickens are half your size. How old are you, Dottie?
I'm 9, and
And you're 8?
I'm 8.
Julie's 9, and Liliana is 8.
And I am in 3rd grade,
and you're at least average size for your age, right?
Yeah.
Are you scared of the chickens at all? I mean, they're half as big as you guys.
No. Actually, we can actually kick some, but, like, we don't, like, one tip is you never want to, like, kick it recently because,
like, really hard.
Because, like, it's making an egg in its body,
right.
And if you kick it, the egg will crack, and they will die because of the shell, you know, in their egg place.
Right, but sometimes if they get a little out of control, sometimes you have to just give them a little tap.
Yeah, like, you take your foot and you just push them away.
Like this, like, you go eat and move it sideways.
Okay, one at a time. What's your favorite thing about chickens? Okay, Liliana wants to go first, so she'll get to go. Favorite thing about chickens?
My favorite thing about chickens is...
Julie, you can go first. My favorite thing about chickens is they're very cuddly, and they're fun to play with.
Cuddly? See, a lot of people wouldn't expect that. They think they're all sharp and everything, but you like to just cuddle with them.
Yeah, they're not all sharp because when they're outside, they get to scratch things and it actually trims their nails.
Do you think of something, Liliana?
Yes, I really love them. They're, like, soft and, like underneath their feathers, they have this soft part. And it's so soft and it's cuddly, just, and, you know, like, I couldn't imagine being scared of them.
Like, yeah, some people, a blanket.
Some people, and you know how, like, people don't, go, no thanks, I don't want to touch it now. They're very valuable to my heart.
Do you guys like their eggs?
Yes, we love them.
They're guinea eggs.
Just their shell is like a bowling ball.
Julia. One time my dad tried to crack it on a pan, and the pan got dented. That's how hard they are.
Okay, thanks. So why do you like the eggs, Julia?
Well, they're yummy, and their yolk is very orange. It's very unusual.
You can tell the difference between a store egg.
Mm-hmm. Because, and our chicken eggs, or any chicken that free ranges, their eggs are better because they're low cholesterol, and there's more vitamins because it's free range, and they don't just eat, like, the, that grain, like, the grain and stuff. They get to eat bugs and stuff.
But ours has, like, the grass, the bugs,
the worms,
yeah.
Mm. You know, some people say to me that they're worried that the chickens are going to eat up all their worms and you need worms for the yard. What do you guys say to that? Shaking your heads like that's the silliest thing you ever heard.
Well, the chickens, when they go to the bathroom, it's actually fertilizer, and it fertilizes more than the worms because it's bigger.
What do you do to keep all these chickens safe?
Well, we keep them all together, and we give them signals like, say, here, chick, chick, chickies, but not like in that tone.
Mm-hmm. What tone do you say it in?
Here, chick, chick, chickies, like that.
Or
like
we
that.
Go, here, chick, 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 chickies, here, girls, come on.
Or sometimes we go, come here.
Does that work every time?
A lot. Sometimes, but sometimes it doesn't if they see we don't have anything in our hands.
Do you guys want to sing the theme song?
Buck, buck, bucky, bucky, buck-haw. Buck, buck, bucky, bucky, buck-haw.
Bucky Buck-haw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.